Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. And we got the Ally 400 coming back to Music City at the Nashville Super Speedway at the end of this month. And one of the competitors you will see out there is Hendersonville, Tennessee's very own Josh Berry, who's on the line with us. Josh, what's up, man? How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. And I know it's always got to be fun, you know, now in the Cup Series, a rookie in the Cup Series, coming home to Nashville. You've raced there a few times in the Xfinity Series, but what's it going to be like being in a Cup car around the Nashville Super Speedway?
Yeah, no, it's exciting for sure. You know, it's most definitely one that I've had circled over the, you know, course of this season. To go back home and race in the Cup Series event there is going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's a place that you know, enjoy racing at, and honestly, even for us as a team, the four team had a really strong race there last year with Kevin. So I think we feel like it should be a great opportunity for us to go have another solid run like we've been having over the last couple months. We feel like that we can go there and have a really good day. I actually race in a pro late model car the Thursday night before that at the National Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Which that's kind of like a bucket list type move for me. I haven't actually raced on the 5/8 mile short track there at the fairgrounds. So I'm excited to do that as well, and it's going to be a busy weekend.
Okay, so as much short track racing and late models and stuff and being buddies with Dale Jr. as you've done, you've never raced at the fairgrounds?
I've not raced on the 5/8 mile. You know, when I was growing up racing, you know, I raced a lot on the quarter mile and, you know, raced a four-cylinder car and a legend car there on the quarter mile. Actually won, you know, three or four championships there. On that track, and but just never got the opportunity to race a late model or a truck or anything like that on the big track. So I spent a lot of years as a kid, you know, racing down on the quarter mile, yeah, and going up in the stands and watching the late model races. So yeah, and uniquely enough, as much as I've late model raced and short track raced all around here, I haven't raced at Nashville. Just it's always kind of been you know, the schedule's not working out, and you know, we race different style cars here in North Carolina, different reasons, but definitely excited to get there and see how we do.
That's going to be really cool. I saw that you were going to be a part of that and some others. And so I hope people that are planning to make a whole weekend here in Nashville definitely do both. What makes the Nashville Super Speedway, you know, so unique? Obviously it's a concrete surface, which can add a layer of difficulty, but what's something unique and fun about racing there?
Yeah, I think that, you know, like you said, you named it with the concrete surface, makes it very unique. But it's really kind of been a pleasant surprise. I think just, you know, the concrete surface has made the cars, you know, race really well there as the track. You know, the track will take a lot of rubber and darken up. And, you know, that's been allowing us to really move and use a lot of different lanes over the course of the race, which that's a big benefit to the next-gen car, especially in the Cup Series on putting on a good show. And I think, you know, it is an intermediate track, but it's a little bit of a smaller one. I think that, you know, makes the corners a little bit tighter racing, a little bit different style. And like I said, it's always usually warm and slick out there. So, you know, us as drivers, we have our hands full a little bit too in that regard.
We're talking to Josh Berry, driver of the number four for Stewart Haas Racing, and get to go to Iowa this weekend, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. A short track, obviously you are pretty good on the short tracks, but a little bit of an unknown because the Cup cars have never been on that track. So what are you looking forward to the most about that?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. Obviously, you know, Iowa's a cool place for me. That's where I've made my first Xfinity start. So going back there, you know, 10 years later now, is going to be a experience. You know, they've resurfaced the track a little bit in some areas, so it's going to create a little bit of an unknown. But honestly, Iowa is was a really good racetrack in the Xfinity cars and the trucks, and I think that we're looking for more of the same with the Cup Series. Great area for racing, you know, super, you know, it's been really popular with the fans when we go out there, so I think it's going to be an exciting weekend to go somewhere new, and hopefully we have a great good turnout and a great race.
Josh Berry is with us. So overall, you mentioned kind of the run that you and the team and the four team have been on. You know, what's kind of been your feel for your rookie year to this point? I know obviously there's some other stuff going on, but on the racetrack, What's it kind of been like for you adjusting to a full-time Cup Series driver?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been a challenge, which I knew that it would be going into this role and being a rookie into the Cup Series is always hard. It's, you know, we've had some up and down weeks, but overall I think, you know, we've ran better than we finished, which is frustrating at times, but also it shows the potential that we've had. And, you know, really aside from the last couple of weeks when we've had, you know, we had a tire failure at Gateway and then just, you know, kind of just a random fortunate events at Sonoma that got us in an accident there. If you wipe out those last 2 weeks, we really had built a lot of momentum. So ran really well at several of the short tracks at Darlington, had a great run at Charlotte. I think that, you know, we all feel like things are going the right direction still. And we just got to, you know, lock in starting this week at Iowa, really, and just try to string together as many good runs as we can and see what the summer months bring us.
When the news came out that you were going to take over the four car for Kevin Harvick, the first thing that came to mind is he's going to be working with Rodney Childers, who is a veteran crew chief in this sport. How beneficial has that been working with him and somebody that has won championships and obviously been the leader of that team for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, Rodney's just been amazing to work with. Just his leadership and the job that he does preparing the team and preparing the race cars, it's really been just amazing to work with him and get to enjoy that part of it, right? Without a doubt, I can see why, you know, he and Kevin and a lot of the drivers even that he worked with before, they had as much success as they did. It's just because he just sets the standard for leading a team and doing things the right way. So, you know, for us, really, it's been a seamless relationship. I think, you know, I really have a ton of confidence in the job that he's been doing, and especially with everything that's been going around on the outside, I think he's kept everybody as focused as he can, and we're all doing our best to keep bringing, you know, fast race cars to the track and executing our days. And I think that, you know, we still have a lot of good runs ahead of us.
Talking to Josh Berry. And so with that said, I mean, you never know what's going to happen with this business, obviously with the news of Stuart Haas, and you're kind of looking ahead and looking for next year and stuff. You know, how ideal would it be if you and a lot of the four team, I know I've seen all sorts of rumors out there as everybody else has, if you guys were able to stick together in some fashion going somewhere else, how important would that be?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a really good situation that we could find ourselves in if we were able to work that out, right? I feel like that we have just a great line of communication, a great group around us built together, and we want to keep racing together, right? So, I mean, that's would be a great opportunity if we're able to make that happen. But, you know, we're just going to have to, you know, take time and see what opportunities come our way. And, you know, in the meantime, keep racing the best we can. And, you know, if we keep running like we did over the last month and a half, I think, you know, more and more opportunities will come our way.
I know you already had the motivation. You know, you've won in every level you've been in. But with the news, does that add something? Do you all kind of have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder of, hey, let's get at least one more win for this four car before this version of it is gone?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's definitely some added motivation throughout the whole process to keep trying to, you know, try to do that and put the four car back in victory lane. You know, I think when we started this, we felt like we were going to have a little bit more time as a group to work together and you know, buy some time to do that, you know, with myself being a rookie. But we're full steam ahead, right? We feel like we've had some really good race cars over the course of the year. And all it takes is 1 week to just put the things together that we've been doing wrong and capitalize on having a fast race car. And, you know, with a little luck, you never know what could happen.
So you mentioned you're going to run the fairgrounds when you're here for the Super Speedway. What other short track racing and late model stuff do you have planned, or do you have anything in the near future?
That's definitely the one in the nearest future. I plan on, you know, I'll probably run a couple of late model stock races in the fall. We're still working on ironing all that out. But, you know, for me, the next one is definitely that one at Nashville, and it's one that I'm really looking forward to. I'm going to be racing for Dylan Fecho, which he's a champion at the National Fairgrounds,
yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun racing with those guys and getting to work with them, and, you know, hopefully we can come out there with maybe a win. That'd be really cool.
How cool has it been for, obviously you worked for Dale Jr. and drove for him, but to see what him and Kevin and others have done with the Cars Tour to really grow that into something?
Yeah, it's been growing tremendous. And, you know, more than anything, they've been putting on some amazing races. They had an amazing race there a week or so ago at Langley Speedway, a 3-wide finish that was, I think the leaders were separated by 0.007 of a second. So, you know, just the promotion that those guys have done has been awesome to see to help that series grow. But more than anything, the on-track product is producing to live along with the hype. So I think that makes their jobs a lot easier, and it's fun to watch those races now on Saturday nights for sure.
Awesome. Well, Josh, it's good to talk to you, man. Best of luck this weekend at Iowa, and we look forward to seeing you here in a few weeks at both the Fairgrounds and Nashville Super Speedway.
Sounds good, man. I'll see you.
Josh Berry drives the number 4 for Stuart Haas Racing, and again, they will be at the Iowa Speedway this weekend, and you of course, can hear that on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We are your racing station Sunday night, starting at 5 o'clock from MRN, and then in just a few weeks, Nashville Super Speedway, Ally 400 weekend. We'll have all three races, the truck race on Friday night and the Xfinity race Saturday afternoon. Those will be on 93.3 Classic Hits, and then Sunday afternoon, the Ally 400 Cup race right here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. So looking forward to that. We'll have more coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.